So I
you
think
still want some more coffee? Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. I still have a little bit here.
Yeah, me too. Were you just asking a question?
Well, I was just curious whether Herman was intrigued by the technology, but I got the sense that you got into it not...
I like the idea of the technology because I thought if this is successful, it should be all over the world.
And yeah.
They've got a plant in Taiwan that's doing well, a plant in Japan that's doing well, but
capital... They're still not making money.
capital equipment, you know... The project with Dow Corning requires a $25 million, you know,
addition.
And trying to get money into capital equipment companies is very difficult.
See, the thing that I guess I was getting at, because I understood that you invest in the people, because that's what always attracted you, but I'm curious how many times you may have felt that what you were doing was socially beneficial, or did you feel that any technology is socially beneficial?
Any is, but this one particularly, the idea to have a deal with Inintech, the parent company, has a deal with waste management, and they're building, you know, a pilot plant, after which its success will engender building many, many more, because waste management's a huge company, handles... the largest company handling garbage in the United States.
Right.
And turning garbage into energy sounds great. You know, your raw materials cost you only transportation.
Right.
Everybody's happy to get rid of it. And they can also handle hazardous stuff, which is very good for chemical manufacturers because they have a lot of hazardous refuse, and if you can have a local plant that you don't have to transport it and convert it into energy, well, that's great. And that's what they're doing with Dow Corning in Texas. And so it's really a turning point for the company. They've got people who are financing, you know, financing $25 million. And waste management, of course, has put in a great deal of money in order to get this thing going, because if this thing goes, you know, it makes all of those obsolete.
Yeah, I mean...
And it's not toxic.
Right. Waste management has trouble finding places to put the garbage anymore. More and more
incinerators are taboo because of dioxin. And... you know, so some people are using wood chips, you know, but this company has the technology and the patents, and if these several projects underway this year change it, it'd be a large leap forward.
One thing that I thought was interesting that I saw, I don't know if it still holds, but it looked to me that one of the strategies was that Inintech or Inintech Chemical would own and operate their plants, if you will, and sort of operate them under contract with companies.
Money on because of the throughput fees.
And the throughput fee would be just a charge for what's coming into it? Or you would charge...
No, you would get a constant charges as long as it was running.
In other words, you know, you're taking in the trash.
A fee for operating the plant. And then you can, and part
and
of
generating energy, right? And generating.
This could be, you know, we've got some major chemical people. You know, if you go to Inintech.com and look at the biographies of the fellows who are running it, and the fellows who are running Inintech Chemicals, a fellow named Gary Cook, who was head of a major chemical company, and to get people on their board who were major executives at DuPont, So, heavy chemical stuff.
It could be an interesting thing to pursue sometime, I think.
But there's a lot of information on Inintech, www.inintech.com, yeah, and www.inintechchemical.com.
Right. That, I looked at both of those, and that's where I saw this strategy of, rather than sort of selling a company equipment, yeah, that they could install at their plant, if
no,
you will.
No, getting throughput fees.
Yeah, the idea is that...
Outsource.
No, the company would sort of co-locate their
plant. You have to have our technical people
to run the
supervising
thing,
the running, and so on.
Well, I was thinking the municipality would be outsourcing to them for the disposal of their
and
refuse.
The advantage is you can get hydrogen out of it if fuel cells take off, for instance. You could get any kind of
hydrocarbons
that have, you know, sales value, and methane, you know, you can tailor this to get energy, any kind of energy, or just electrical energy.
By burning what's coming out.
Yeah.
It's an interesting
by the gases that come out.
Yes.
I was just saying, it's an interesting sustainable chemistry story. It could be a basis of some sort of public program thing.
Well, it is.
But, you know, the right thing for this country to do would invest billions of dollars into this technology instead of coming up with an idea to create jobs by building another nuclear plant.
Right, right.
You know, but...
But that's not how we operate.
No.
And then one of the byproducts, too, is sort of this glassy material, isn't it?
Yeah.
For the things that aren't otherwise usable.
It's usable because you can build things with it. You know, it's it's certainly clean. You're not,
it's a stable material.
You're not creating landfills that, you know, that stink.
Mm-hmm. And you can also recover metals from the process. Is that true?
Yes.
So this glass material that's developed or created, what are the applications?
You can build things with it.
I mean, houses. Or,
yeah.
And you mentioned highways, I mean asphalt.
I thought I saw something.
It could be an additive to
construction materials.
They'll find lots of uses for it.
Did the technology originate for handling very hazardous materials?
Yes. It originated at MIT and at, what's the place in Washington?
Gee, I wonder.
Washington, D.C.?
No, Washington State. Big lab.
A government lab in Washington State? I don't know. I can look it up. It's okay. And so was it for dealing with things like radioactive waste? If
yes.
Like for Hanford and things
yes.
Like this cleanup,
it
cleaning
can
that
handle
stuff
radioactive
up?
Waste.
Huh.
Oh, really?
Because it can separate out
yeah.
the metals, I suppose.
Well, that actually tunes into the whole problem of nuclear power
yeah,
plants.
But
what do you do with this stuff?
But the major concern now is the chemical factories, all potential customers, and turning garbage into energy.
Municipal waste, if you will.
MSW.
So it also handles, disposes of chemical waste as well.
Yeah.
That's municipal solid waste.
Right.
MSW. Okay. What do you think of, has this given you any other thoughts about, just in terms of investing, it seems there's a lot of attention nowadays to green tech or clean energy or these sorts of areas. Do you see this as an important area for venture investing today?
Well, that's why some venture people are investing in the idea of using biomass. All right, but you have to pay for biomass. I think all this business with creating ethanol, you know, from corn is stupid. Mm-hmm. And just doesn't make sense. They double the price of corn. Ridiculous.
Well, you have to create, I mean, to grow the corn, you actually create a lot of a big carbon footprint for
right.
Yeah, there's lots of arguments about corn, ethanol.
And then you have to pay for it, you know, it costs money. Where garbage is,
you may get already.
They're happy to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So the major thing I see is the deal with waste management. Mm-hmm. But waste management, you know, is investing in burning biomass also. They're, you know,
they're trying everything. Yeah.
But it's a very interesting. Something kept me going. You know, I think when I started resigning from boards, I resigned from 8 commercial boards and 3 nonprofit boards. You know, I sent them a little song that said I've run out of get up and go by Pete Seeger.
Well, that concludes the question list that I had prepared for today. Richard, did you have any other questions?
No, I think that...
I'll look up some of the answers to what we left unanswered.
Great. I think that I did find, I have to admit personally, I found that integrated Inintech story to be quite interesting. And also it seems... It's a combination of two technologies, glass making technology,
just a byproduct. It's really getting rid of the waste and creating energy out of it.
Yeah, that's the key concept.
And it's a wonderful thing, and should be. You know, I can visualize this going all over the world. But, you know, starting $25 million plants here and there is not easy.
It's a real investment puzzle, huh?
It requires the government to really get involved in a big way.
Have you obviously been approaching government and trying to develop a kind of following?
It's hard, right hard right now. The government is all screwed up.
Well... why we call it government.
Would it require legislation, do you think? Is that the sort of interest from the government or investment in the technology? Or what would you like to see government doing?
I'd like to see them putting up the money to build up these plants all over.
Providing loan guarantees?
There are some... that are being used for just medical waste, you know, just to get rid of hazardous waste.
Sure. Well, great. Well,
can you
switch this off?
Join me for lunch at the club? Or?